On Air with Tim and Terry in our next edition of the K-Man Local Artist Series. We're doing live right now with Jason J.G. Gilbert in the studio. Good morning and welcome. How are you? Thanks for coming in at this hour.
Yeah.
It's the first thing we always say to artists, because a lot of you guys keep late night schedules. Is that you, or what's your normal?
I just went to bed.
You're like, oh, here I am up again.
I should have offered you a coffee. I'm sorry.
Nah, it's all good.
Yeah, we'll take care of you later. But so for those of you that have been around K-Man a while, you will know this man's name from The Is. We actually played your song about an hour ago. I guess you were probably not up then. You were just going to bed to get up for the show an hour later. But we played that track about an hour ago. And can you give us a little background of your time in K-Man for people who are not aware of you and your history?
So I started out as JG.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pretty popular song called "The Summer Is Over." Those who've been around should know that song.
Right.
And then I formed a group called The Is with myself, Cottrell, and Lonnie.
Yes, mm-hmm. Lonnie Love. Okay.
Yeah, Lonnie Love.
Right. Trifecta there. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We had a great time. We had a hit song here tonight. Yeah, tonight was one of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
That was big in Japan as well. We had a deal over there. So we had a good time.
There's actually a song by Tom Waits called Big in Japan. I just thought of that when you said that. Like, some people are big in Japan.
There's a band called Big in Japan.
There is,
as well.
That too,
yes.
Yeah. There is.
But yeah, that song, like when I first moved here, that song was everywhere. You go to O-Bar, you go to Royal Palms, you go to Calico's, and that song was playing. And that's how I originally knew who you were, was from The Is.
Mm-hmm.
So then, fast forward a few years.
Number.
We don't need to count how many. Tim says, oh, we've got JG coming in the studio.
Yeah.
But most people might not have, he's a new artist. I'm like, he's not new nothing. He's been around.
He's got new music.
But he's evolved and he's changed and he's grown and you've done so much since then. So continue on. So after The Is, then that lasted for what, a couple of years, that
band? Yeah. During that time, my production career took off. Produced for a lot of artists from Eminem, Christina Aguilera.
Winning a Grammy? Don't be so modest.
Very casually.
Yes.
Like, go from K-Man to, like, oh, I won a Grammy on Eminem's Recovery album of all albums, which I think is my tops next to the Marshall Mathers LP. I love that album. I appreciate that. So, yeah.
How did you end up partnering up with Eminem? How did that all come to be?
Well, just production, man. I was always sending music out, stalking a bunch of producers around as well, management. And it just so happened that my management at the time was sharing offices with Eminem's manager.
There you go. Because a lot of talented people send stuff out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't even get heard. You know what I mean? And it's about finding that person. So that's
like perfect timing, perfect place, perfect everything.
Your karma was
together,
good.
Together, yes.
It's just like, just not stopping, man. Like, that beat was probably like 2 years old, too, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. A lot of my placements and big releases have been just like stuff that I've made like years before that I just kept shopping, and you know. Well,
so how did that go down with, like, how did he pick your beat, or how did he decide on you, or what was the process with that? He listened to your demo and then he just said, I like this guy, this is what I want to use.
Back in the day, it was like beat CDs.
Okay.
So you'd like have a bunch of beats on a CD and you just kind of send them everywhere, right?
Right.
And
that he just started, I'm like, I like that one. Let's use this guy.
Yeah. He actually used two of them.
Oh, you had two tracks in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which tracks were they? What did you produce?
White Trash Party, WTP, and Fastlane.
Ah, okay. Wow. I had no idea.
I know.
Here I am sitting with a guy that I used to listen to that album over and over and over when it came out. I remember that. So after that, then, you worked with Eminem. And you said you worked with Christina Aguilera as well?
Yeah, Christina, a bunch of pop artists. And then I started DJing. And a lot of people might know like the music that I've been doing for the past like 4 years as Scorch Bonnet, Skorch.
Right.
So I've been doing that for a while and just producing and writing for a lot of people. And then I started mixing and mastering as well.
Speaking of which, the track in the background happens to be.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Happy to See Me.
There we go.
Yeah. That's my latest single, vocally. So,
I'll play the whole thing here in a minute, but we got a few more questions.
You're also a founder of Happy Parrot Records.
Yeah, sorry, Happy Parrot Records. I've released a lot of music through there with a lot of artists around the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been building that. I've been doing a lot of mentoring and still producing and writing a lot.
Right. Okay, so right now, what's a typical schedule like for you? Are you are you mostly producing? You mostly songwriting? You mostly
DJing?
DJing. What are you up to? Everything?
A little bit of everything, man.
Yeah. Yeah. So each there's not like
it
a typical
helps that
day
you can do so many things because you can get hired for so many different aspects of music.
Yeah. DJing has been my outlet to perform. Mm-hmm. And then just recently I started performing vocally again.
Right.
But production takes up a lot of my time as well. Production and songwriting.
I would imagine.
And I'm starting to do like a lot of mentoring and teaching as well.
Yeah. So what do you love the most? Is there one area you love the most or is it just kind of all of it?
Right now, teaching and mentoring.
Yeah?
Yeah. Cause it's like I'm meeting a lot of new people too that I've mentored and teach stuff to that also teach me a lot.
Of course. Yeah, it's always how it works.
So it's like more growth and, you know.
Then it's probably, you get new ideas.
New ideas,
coming up,
man.
Or whatever, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so that's been very inspiring and rewarding, you know.
And as a music fan then too, what kind of music do you like to DJ? What's your inspiration? Like when you were younger, what were you listening to?
Everything, from like being from Cayman, like it's a melting pot, right?
So I know. Yeah.
Everything, man. And like Scotch Bonnet, I'm known for remixing a lot, right? So I fuse a lot of things together, you know.
Right. That's cool. Well, should we play a track, Terry? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm dying to hear this new one.
Yeah.
Well, you've got lots of new ones. I've been looking at your resume here. Man, you haven't stopped making music. You've been very busy.
It's my life, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And just to add to it, apparently you have your Master's of Science in Finance.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Master's of Science in Finance.
He's the ultimate Caymanian. He's like, knows all the music.
And then you can do the financial side of things. You've got the whole package there. So congratulations.
Well, it just helped you out in the music business too, not to mention that.
But, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, once you set this track up, tell us about this new track we're about to play.
So Happy to See Me was a record I wrote during the pandemic. Just I was in Florida for most of the time and, you know what I mean, just missing my peoples. And I thought about, like, the next time they saw me, like, how would I want them to be? I want them to be happy to see me, right? Mm-hmm. So, of course, I turned it into, like, a love song as well.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Happy to See Me, produced and written by JG. Right. Scotch Bonnet.
I think this is this the right, I'm going to play it here. Is this the right one? This is it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. You got it first on Z99.
Treat me like you're happy to see me. Girl, the way you whine like you're happy to see me. Been a long time since we linked up. Way past overdue. Got a lot of things I can think of. I'm trying to do to you tonight, baby. Hold on for me, be patient. I'm on the way, babe, to you. Girl, I got things in store for your body. Baby, just let me know what you need. Cause them curves in need of attention. And I'm trying to give some. Girl, I wanna focus on you. So treat me like you're happy to see me. Girl, I wanna wait like you're happy to see me. Girl, push back like you're happy to see me. Bubble on top like you're happy. I've been missing you for a minute now, now. You know what it is right now. Can't wait till I deep up in it now, now. Are you dripping like you just take a dip in the North Coast? Baby, I almost there. Girl, I got things in store for your body. Baby, just let me know what you need. Cause them curves in need of attention. And I'm trying to give some. I pay to see me. Girl, push back like I pay.
It's the best station in Cayman, Z99, on air with Tim and Terry. That is JG, and the track is called Happy to See Me.
I love
and
that
your
song.
Your alter ego, I don't want to say the name wrong.
Scorch Bonnet.
There you go.
It's like the pepper, but it's about to win.
Yes, right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Scorch isn't like, you know, burn you.
Yep. How are you with hot peppers? Do you like them?
I love it.
Really?
How I got that name, I used to live in LA, and at the studios and stuff, I used to cook for my friends, and I was like, man, I wish I had some Scorch Bonnet pepper. Because I couldn't find it there, right? Like habanero and all this other stuff. But
yeah.
I used to talk about Scorch Bonnet all the time. So then they started calling me that.
It's kind of the magic ingredient.
Yeah.
You put a little bit of that in almost anything, and it tastes fantastic.
You need it, man.
Yeah. A little bit being the key, right? I mean, like a Scorch Bonnet pepper.
Don't eat the seeds. They're not that hot. Well.
What are you talking about? I'm thinking of the Carolina Reapers.
Yeah.
No, never mind. So, like, if you had a really hot pepper in front of you right now, could you just eat it and no problem?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be an issue?
Man,
some people are like that. I don't understand that. Like some people, and then other people are completely the opposite. I had a friend, we did it on a radio show live. We had a little wager on something we were doing on the air. And his penalty was he had to eat these 7 hot peppers I laid out in front of him. And he made it through, and they were progressively hotter, up to a Carolina Reaper.
Oh,
he
wow.
made it through the first 2, and then he was dying. My buddy from the rest of the office, he came in and grabbed the rest of them. It was like 5 of the hottest peppers in the world, downed them all at once. No sweat whatsoever. Walked back out of the studio.
So unfair.
I'm like, how does this happen with some people?
Mm-hmm.
Different genetics. But anyway, congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
JG.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you'll definitely be hearing more of JG here on Z, and keep the music coming, keep sending it to us.
Yeah.
Yes,
we're loving it.
And then people you produce, too. If you're producing somebody that you think, man, that would be great on their show or for the station, send it our way. And we'll start promoting them.
Definitely will.
All about the local music here. JG, latest edition of the K-Man Local Artist Series.